The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
On the streets of the Bronx, where I wanna be, standing on the corner, singing good old harmony, I'll be waiting for the man to come along and discover.
From the streets of the Bronx, right here on the radio with Joe Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer, the great Chaz Palminteri, Academy Award-nominated actor, screenwriter, producer, playwright, really, truly one of the great actors of our time, a great guy, a big supporter of everything in New York, particularly the NYPD. Chaz, welcome back to the show, my brother. So great to have you with us this morning.
Oh, thanks a lot, Joey. Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Well, you know, I love you, and I don't want to start on a down note, but I know, you know, your buddy Phil Foglia, he was one of the great guys with you, yeah, constantly. Every time we hung out, man, Phil was right there, and then he got this corona thing, and we lost him. And Chaz, walk us through that, if you would, and our sincerest condolences, because I know how close he was to you.
Yeah, well, he was, you know, my brother. It's like my brother, my best friend. You know, it still hurts, but, you know, I try to get through it, and like everyone else. Phil got, you know, he was not feeling well, and he started to, like, you know, get a fever. Then it was like 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, and I said, Phil, listen, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go to the hospital. You know, he was speaking to them, and he was healthy. It's not like he was, you know, he didn't have diabetes. We didn't have diabetes. Wasn't overweight. He was 69, in good shape. And then, he got it early. So they kept saying when he went to call the hospital, no, you just take Tylenol. It'll go away. Now, if he gets treated. Look, it hurts me to say this, but if he gets treated earlier, days before, he survives. But what happened was, by the time he went in, when finally they said, all right, you better come in, his oxygen level was like 78, which is very, very low. And the disease got ahead of you. Once the disease gets ahead of you, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is the thing. If you get corona and you start having a fever for 3-4 days, I tell your listeners out there, you got to go get treatment right away. You can't wait until it really attacks the lungs, where it overtakes the lungs.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he had double pneumonia. Now my wife was in the hospital too.
Yes.
People don't realize. You know, we kept it quiet in the beginning, but she got it and she was in the hospital, but I got her to the hospital. I said, look, you're going now. So she went in earlier, and they were able to treat her, and the fever, and they caught the pneumonia early. She had double pneumonia, too.
Wow.
So I tell your listeners out there, if you get it, you got to, if you have a fever 3, 4, 5 days in a row, you got to go in for treatment. You got to get antibiotics. And you got to get ahead of it, because you cannot just wait.
Yeah.
Wait. You cannot do that. That's wrong. It's wrong. So.
Well, and that's just a feeling for you. But you know what was wild for me to think about, Chaz, is that Phil was in great shape.
He was in great shape, this guy.
Yeah, he was in good shape. He wasn't overweight. You know, he was a great man, and I hope one day we're going to try to, you know, Phil had this thing about, you know, for people who don't know, there's a fort right on, it's called Fort Tryon, on the West Side Highway, and it's like the cloisters, you'll see it, Fort Tryon. Now, a lot of people don't realize, but William Tryon, he was a British governor, and he actually ran the, he was a member of the state, but during the Revolutionary War, this guy was a traitor, tried to kidnap George Washington, and it always bothered Phil that he had a park named after him, and he said, we got to change the name of that park. That's the name we should change, so one of these days, I'm going to change the name of that park in honor of my friend Phil Folia. So
that is great. And you know what, Chaz, again, our hearts are with you. Phil did so much for the Italian-American community. Tell us about his work with the Mother Cabrini.
Spearheaded the Mother Cabrini.
Yeah.
It was Phil. People, you know, they give me credit, Phil and I credit. I say, look, don't give me credit. I'm just a celebrity. It was Phil the one who said, Chaz, come on, we got to do something about this. And he was the one who spearheaded it. And you know what? We called up Mayor de Blasio, and I was fighting with the mayor, obviously. And we got the name changed. Thank God for Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo stepped in, and he got it done, you know?
Yeah. You know what? We criticize, say what you will. We try to, you know, it's open game here on the radio show. But I remember at the Columbus Day with the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and Chaz, remember you were walking around. You were so upset, and I always chuckle because I love Chaz. He's like a brother. When he gets upset, it's so funny. He was upset about Mother Cabrini not having the statue. He fought with the mayor, and then you wrangled Governor Cuomo. You went and got him. You were walking around the parade. You talked to him, and then in the beginning of the parade, Chaz comes over and he goes, Where's the governor? Finally, talks to the governor. And then about an hour or two later, you came over to me and Maria at the booth and you said, we got it. We got the, because I talked to the governor. You did that, Chaz Bombardieri.
Governor Cuomo said, we're going to get it done. Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo said, we're going to get it done. And you know what? He did. And Phil was in charge with a bunch of great people. At the committee, and he got it done. And I'm so excited. Well, look, Mother Cabrini got double the votes of anyone, and now you want to leave her out? That doesn't make sense at all. Come on, guys.
You're right. And I believe you and Gianna are going to be honored at the Mother Cabrini event with the Cabrini nuns. This is, I think we switched it to September. I'm going to be the master of ceremonies there, Chaz. So that's going to be and Cardinal Dolan will be there. So that'll be a great, great night. Hey, I got to congratulate you too, my friend, on your daughter, Gabriella, getting into the top musical theater program in the country at the University of Michigan. This is great. Congratulations.
Yeah, we are so, so happy and proud of her. That was the school she wanted to go to, you know, she got in, and we were very, very happy. I mean, there's a lot of great schools out there for musical theater, but that was the one she wanted, and we're so excited for her. She got in, you know, obviously, on her own. You know, I didn't say that she was rowing or she became a basketball player or something, you know. She got in on her own.
That's great.
And we're very, very excited about that. I'm very happy. You know?
And your son, your handsome son, Dante, are doing well as well, yes? I mean,
he went to Berkeley. My son, Dante, went to Berkeley, and we're very proud of him.
Look at this.
Two of the top schools in the country. I mean, look, Gianna and I, we're very proud of our children, and she did a great job. I mean, she, you know, it's always the wife. You always got to give credit to the wife because she's there with the kids all the time, you know. And
she's a great gal. And Chaz, I'm glad she's okay, because was she technically, if I may ask, and stop me, I don't mean to get too personal, but we had a great chat on the phone. She sounded spectacular. Was she diagnosed? Did she get technically the COVID-19 and she beat it?
Wow,
man.
And you know what my wife said when she when she got out of the hospital after a week? She said it the first day when she was there. She goes, there's this drug She goes, they gave me this drug. I felt better after one day. Revestamir? I can't pronounce it.
Redemsafir. Redemsafir was the name. They gave her a drip. It's an IV drip. They gave her that early on, Chaz.
Early on, and that was the thing she said that brought her fever down and really, really saved her. And now they're doing all these studies on it, you know. Look,
it's the Gilead drug, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I got to say one thing. You know what a supporter I am of the NYPD.
Yes,
I mean,
sir, look,
the mayor, you cannot tell cops to, like, you know, enforce social distancing. You know, you're going to cause, that's going to cause a problem. I keep telling these guys, you cannot let criminals out of jail and tell somebody they can't stand together on the corner. This is impossible. It's an impossible task that they're doing here, you know. So what I'm saying, you just can't do that. And we got to support our NYPD, man. I mean, these guys are out there on the line. People are losing their lives. And look, the first responders, could we have a ticker tape parade for these people, please?
Yeah.
You know, for the NYPD, firemen, ticker tape responders, EMS, doctors, nurses, anybody in healthcare on the front line. I mean, come on, let's have a ticker tape parade going down Fifth Avenue when this is all over. Because, my God, this is crazy what these people are doing, really.
And we will, I'm sure we will. And I always appreciate your support. And you have enough guts, Chaz Palminteri, to stick up for the NYPD and what they're doing. And to take these elite warriors, the men and women of one of the finest law organizations, law enforcement organizations in the world. Oh, tell that guy to take his mask off. I mean, are they kidding me? They can't. It's like a Gestapo state. And your point is so well taken. Hey, Chaz, so You're quarantined. You're okay to quarantine? Because you're kind of guy that is very, very busy. Are you writing a lot during this quarantine, Chaz?
Yes, I am writing a lot. I'm trying to, you know, working out like crazy, writing a lot. And, you know, look, this is it. The whole world is like this, you know. Everybody's quarantined. So I look at it this way. If you go into this quarantine and you come out the same way you went in, then you know what? You really didn't make the best use of your time. Anybody who owes that excuse is, well, I can't work out, I don't have time. Well, you got all the time in the world now, so work out.
Yeah.
You know, well, I always wanted to do this, I always wanted to read a book, but I never had the time. Well, you got a lot of time now. So I tell people, try to come out of this better than when you went in. You know, I mean, look, we all lost money. You know, that's just the way it is. I mean, I was on a great TV. I'm on a great TV series, The Godfather of Harlem. But you know what? This was our second season. But right now it's stopped for a while. You know, that's it. You know, you just got to wait until it comes back. I have one of the top restaurants in Manhattan, Chaz Palminteri's Italian restaurant.
Yeah,
it's closed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but we got to just wait it out. And, you know, and I tell people, you know, everybody's calling about my one-man show. I say, follow me on Instagram. Go on Instagram. I have my schedule right there. I'm going to be, right now I'm scheduled to be in Atlantic City. All my friends out in Jersey, Atlantic City, June 27th. Right now, that's still on. Now, let's see. I hope it is. I hope it stays on. But that's my first date back, Atlantic City, June 27th. At the Resorts International.
Love it. Great theater. Chaz, I tell you, you're a great guy and you're a great man. And by the way, I love you. Chaz has, in his beautiful home, he's got a flag, a big American flag. Just this man I'm speaking to right now, you know, he's got great Italian-American roots and never forgets his heritage, but is as true a patriot as anybody you'll find on this planet.
I have an American flag, and I have the flag of the all law enforcement, the thin blue line right underneath it. And I say to people out there, you know, you see a cop, buy them lunch. You see, buy them dinner. Take care of them, you know, because these guys are out there. You don't forget, when you dial 911, they come and get you, and they help you. These guys are out there fighting for their life, and I'll always, always support the Blue Line, always. And the firemen and all first responders. God bless the NYPD.
God bless you, Chaz Palminteri. I love you, man. Love to the family. Thanks for taking time this morning, my friend. God bless you.
And Joe, thank God we got the answer. And you are the damn answer. Let me tell you something. God bless you.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. God bless you, too, Chaz. God bless you and the family. The great Chaz Palminteri right there. Kayleigh McEnany from the White House is going to join us momentarily, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads right here on AM 970. Yes, the answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Chaz. Let's see what's happening, guys, as we head over to the Deegan. The Deegan northbound, right at the Cross Bronx, it's an accident between a tractor trailer and a flatbed truck. So steer clear of this one, Deegan North, right at the Cross Bronx. It's right in that construction zone. We're seeing some delays on the northbound FDR Drive as well. That's slowing down up by the RFK Bridge. Southbound Harlem River Drive, busy right through the 140s and in toward the 130s. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on 95 northbound, getting up through Norwalk by exit 16. That's an accident in the process of being cleared. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the car lane south by 12. That accident in Carteret is now off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 66. Chance of showers tomorrow, high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, when I first got it, I got it for me. I never really had health problems. I just got it to improve my life. I've seen energy, definitely energy, but I didn't have any issues. Then I started giving it to my kids, and my kids have really seen the more benefit out of it. You know, they haven't been sick this whole year. They've been on it for like 6-7 months, and they have been flu and cold free, which is amazing. But I'm assuming that the extra vitamins and the vegetables and the fruit is helping them. So that's another thing that I've seen.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message. 816-8-MORANO, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo telling you about MyPillow. MyPillow.com is where you want to go. You know why? Because you could get pricing that is buy one, get one free. Yes, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases. Let me tell you something. Mike Lindell is doing this for you. And he loves the station, AM 970, The Answer. He loves you listening. He loves that you helped build MyPillow into one of the great American companies. And he has this buy one, get one free pricing. You can call at 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Or go to MyPillow.com. You go to the radio listeners page, right? It says radio listeners specials. And use the promo code AM 970. And you can buy one, get one free. Everything I have. in my room is MyPillow. And Frankie just got the mattress topper. You get the Giza sheets. And now is the time to get this incredible deal. Buy one, get one free. And if you order Mike's spectacular book called What Are the Odds, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, Mike will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Great patriot, great guy, Mike Lindell. So proud to call Mike Lindell my friend. He loves you. We love you. This is the deal. This is that Mike brings to you. It's the buy one, get one free pricing from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials. That's exclusive just for you. Please remember the discount code. AM 970.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, around the country, around the world on AM 970 The Answer. com. I appreciate you. Kaylee McEnany is going to join us momentarily. You know, I got to tell you, it's talking to Chaz. I've known Chaz, my goodness gracious, it seems like almost 20 years now. What a great guy. What a great guy. I can hear in his voice, you hear how this whole virus, you know, got his best friend, a great guy, Phil Foglia, and it's affecting so many people. It just makes me, you know, it just sears my heart when I think of the lives lost and friends like Chaz affected by the deaths of this terrible coronavirus. And it makes me, you know, want to be stronger than ever. And yes, it upsets me, but we will get through it. It just, and you know what it does? It inspires me, you know? And talking about inspiration, I got to tell you, it was great watching my longtime friend Kaylee McEnany as the new White House press secretary just be so wonderful and smart and laser focused in front of the press corps down in D.C. Kaylee is kind enough to join us right now live on the radio. Kaylee, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, Joe. Great to join you.
And congratulations, Kaylee McEnany, White House Press Secretary for the United States of America. We love it. We're so proud of you. I'm so excited. How are you doing
Thank
down there?
Thank you, Joe.
tell us what you're – yeah, go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, you know, we go way back to the Cavuto Green Room many, many years ago before I was even in law school. So you're just a good friend and always have been, and I'm so appreciative of you.
You know what? We don't want to keep you long. I know how busy you are, but that's exactly what I said earlier on the show, Kaylee McEnany. I said I saw the cross. You were bold enough to wear the cross around your neck, you know, the beautiful cross that you had. You were going into law school at that time? Is that was, gosh almighty. You finished. I mean, I remember you were looking to live in by NYU. We talked about that. You know, in a very short time, you've done so well, and we're so proud of you. But I have to go here. While we have you, you are so prepared in front of that press corps, and I want to be nice. You just totally. I mean, were spectacular, Kaylee. That was great. Going after one of the reporters asked you something about the president. You were prepared, and you cut them to shreds. Are you having fun with it? Because I know you're a very nice person, but I know how smart you are. And I'll tell you what, Kaylee, I wouldn't mess with you, man.
Thank you, Joe. No, I'm having a great time. You know, it's a distinct honor to be in this role, especially at this time. There are a lot of Americans out there who are worried. There are a lot of Americans who have lost jobs. And to be able to speak directly to the American people and provide them comfort and hope and opportunity and highlight amazing people like the small business owner at the top of my briefing yesterday and the employee that we highlighted, Michael Hoyp, from last week. It's a distinct honor to highlight these American heroes. And, you know, the media, I always encourage them to let's stay focused on the issues the American people care about. Let's update them with the news of the day. But, you know, when they chose to go personal yesterday, I had to respond, you know, in kind and expose some of the headlines that they've previously put out. So, you know, when it's time to do that, it's time to do that. But I always encourage them to stay focused on the issues.
You know what? That was it. Was just brilliant. You're listening. We will play that for you. I don't want to take too much of Kaylee's time right now, but she was great. The press went after. What about this? What did the president say? And you said, "Well, what?" Except let me just turn it right around to what you said. And you were so prepared. You shocked the room. It was great. I've got to tell you, I'm so proud of you because again, you were just going into law school, and now, mom, the baby is beautiful. Congratulations, Kaylee. Tell us what it's like to be a mom and yet to have this schedule down at the White House.
Thank you. Yes. And I remember being back at law school and I'd be on my way to my criminal law class and I'd join you on the radio before running down the Cambridge pathway to my criminal law class. And boy, has time passed since those days. And yes, that's right. I now have a baby. Sunday will be my first Mother's Day ever. And, you know, it's just the most, it's the greatest thing in life. It truly is. As you well know, Joe, it's just beautiful and wonderful. And especially last Friday, I did my very first briefing. Was a little nervous before, and rightfully so, first time taking the podium. But afterwards, you know, to have my little baby waiting in my office about an hour after the briefing was just the coolest thing to be able to celebrate with her.
Yeah, God bless you, Kaylee. I know how strong your faith is as well. Today is National Day of Prayer, and given what the country is going through right now, I mean, has there ever been a better time to pray, Kaylee, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, prayer makes a difference. Prayer changes things. And, you know, just to have a nation praying at this time, it means everything. And that's what, you know, will get us through. It's faith, it's prayer, and it's, you know, God, in my mind, will take us through what is a very dark hour in our country. But, you know, we're America, and we overcome, and the American people have been extraordinary in making very hard sacrifices, staying home, and have saved a lot of lives in doing so. And, you know, through prayer, through the strength of the American people, this country, we've been through a lot. We've overcome a lot in our nation's history, and we will overcome this.
Kaylee, you know, I don't want to keep you too long because I know how busy you are. You're very, very kind to call back. I appreciate that. You know, loyalty and friendship, Kaylee, you know, it's really an anomaly these days. So we appreciate you being and, you know, just remembering your friends. We appreciate now that you're at the top of your game right there. Tell us about the President Trump. You know, I've known him 40 years and everything, and I think he's done a magnificent. It's been an epic mounting like in wartime, you know, because we didn't know what hit us. And he's giving everybody in every state exactly what they need one-on-one with President Trump, your friend that you've known for a while now. Could you just give us some insight on how he's feeling and how this is wearing on him as President of the United States?
Yeah, you know, he said that it keeps him up at night. This is the hardest time of his presidency, but we have the right man at the helm. You know, I sit there, I'm in the Oval Office with him. I watch him every day. I traveled with him just the other day out to Arizona, and every day I see him make these really brilliant decisions. He's a creative mind. He's someone who he's an entrepreneur. He creates things, and I see him make decisions and brainstorm and come up with creative ways to you know, get funding to small businesses, to keep people employed or on the payroll. I see him come up with creative ways to try to address the coronavirus. He's someone who's just always on the cutting edge, who's just boundless with his optimism for this country and his hope for this country. He's an optimist by nature. It's rare you go in and see the President Trump in a pessimistic mood. He's always upbeat. He's fun to be around. It's really a joy just to sit there and listen to him talk. He's really a funny guy in addition to all of that. He's just a wonderful leader of this country, and he is the right person to navigate through unprecedented waters, and we're so blessed to have him leading the country right now at this moment.
And Kaylee, there are a lot of cynical New Yorkers listening, of course, right now, and we love New York, but, you know, they can get snarky, if you will. Would you give folks an idea of exactly what the president has done to help areas that have been hard hit by this virus, like New York and New Jersey?
Yeah, of course, he sent the comfort that shipped to New York, ventilators.
Yes,
you know,
yep.
Governor Cuomo said he needed 40,000. President Trump said, you know, I don't think you need quite that many, and sent many ventilators to New York. You know, Governor Cuomo had, I believe it was something around the ballpark of 4,000 ventilators, only used 3,200, and had so many excess that he was actually able to ship some over to Massachusetts. So this president has stocked New York. has helped them and New Yorkers in their time of need, as he's done for states across the country. You know, we've had him at the helm, and as I said, that creativity mobilized the greatest mobilization of the private sector since World War II, supplied New York with everything that they needed, to the point where we can say, and I think that this is extraordinary, we were supposed to have a ventilator shortage, but we can say not a single American has died for lack of a ventilator. That's thanks to President Trump.
Kayleigh McEnany, before we let you go, and thank you, White House Press Secretary, doing a spectacular job, and a longtime friend. Your mom and dad must have been so excited when you got appointed the White House Press Secretary. Tell us how your family is doing and reacting, because they are so, I've met them. I'll tell you, your mom is such a sweetheart. She must be, just off the charts excited, huh?
Oh, so excited. I'll never forget when I told her, when I heard the news, I came down and she was in the kitchen and I told her, and she just started jumping up and down with joy. And we broke the news to my dad and my sister, and my husband was driving at the time, but I called him and told him as well. And just we were overjoyed at this opportunity. It's an incredible, incredible honor, one I take seriously. It's just exciting to be in the West Wing every day. There's no doubt about it.
And I said it, I called it, I said, I'm so glad you're handling the press corps the way you are, with respect, but you can't mess with Kayleigh McEnany. Kayleigh, we love you. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, Kayleigh. So proud of you. Keep up the great work, and thank you for taking the time with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Joe. You have a great week.
Yeah, thanks, Kayleigh. You too, indeed. God bless. Kayleigh McEnany, White House Press Secretary. It's so wild, because if you listen to the show, Kayleigh was with us from day one. And I met her in the Neil Cavuto green room, and I said, "Wow!" I said, "You're a conservative. Wow, you have faith. You believe in God and everything." And she's such. And then she was on her way to Harvard, and then she went to I believe Oxford. She was just her education is off the charts. And then she got within the White House, helping out within the White House, and then she ends up as the press secretary. And I said this earlier. I think the hate when the press becomes with the gotcha questions. It's too much. Not now. We're at war now. Not now. And they go one gotcha question. And I said on the air, right, I suggested the president just step away and hand off to Kayleigh. And boy, she is just as good as a press secretary as I've ever seen. Because, you go back and forth. It's not like it's like back in the Kennedy days. Even Ronald Reagan, they would go after Ronald Reagan. And there was always somebody being snarky, but not like today. And Kayleigh is just doing a stellar job, and a new mom as well. So we thank Kayleigh so much for being with us, and we congratulate her for representing the country in such a stellar fashion. 836 with Joey on the radio, 877-970-2999. Hey, you know what? We're talking to Michael from where? Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael Cacace is going to check in with us. 9 o'clock, too, we have Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is going to join us. Uncle Floyd on the show. Will you look at this show, please, that Frankie Fibro's put together for you this morning? Huh? This is just for you. And right now, Al Cattullo standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 837. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Job numbers are out. Close to 3.2 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. That brings the total over 7 weeks, right around 33 million. That are out of work right now. The demand for food amid the pandemic in New York City continues to soar. A food pantry in hard-hit Corona, Queens, had a line Wednesday afternoon that was more than 8 blocks long. Workers handed out food to 540 families before they just ran out of items to give out to many hoping for help. A 9-year-old who was waiting in line when the food ran out said his family is low on food. New York City has been offering up free meals at schools across the 5 boroughs to those in need of help. Mayor de Blasio has said he will let no New Yorker go hungry. Macy's plan to reopen all its stores within the next 2 months, but CEO Jeff Gennette says things will be different because of COVID-19. He says changes include customers will not be able to try on dress shirts in the store, bra fittings will not be allowed, and customers will have to use hand sanitizer before trying on jewelry and watches. There will be no ear piercing services, and beauty and makeup testing will be done on face charts. In sports, details on starting the delayed Major League Baseball season coming soon. The Post reports the league will present a plan to the Players Association within the next week. A best-case scenario has a second spring training starting June 10th, with opening day targeted for July 1st. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Over on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Sprain, it's that ongoing construction project. Over on 17 eastbound, slowing down by exit 130, getting down through Monroe and Harriman, right through the construction zone, heading out toward the thruway. Problems continue on the Deegan northbound at the Cross Bronx. That's an accident involving a truck and a flatbed truck as well. So it's a little bit busy here on the Deegan north, right into the Cross Bronx. That's right through the construction zone. So do expect some stop-and-go traffic right through that stretch as well. Eastbound BQ. You're still slowing down just a bit, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And watch out for some slowdowns as well as you take a ride to the LIE westbound. That's stop and go heading out through the area of Woodhaven Boulevard. We're seeing some stop and go traffic on Sunrise Highway eastbound, getting out through the Hamptons. Partly cloudy today, high of 66. Rain likely for tomorrow with a high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work.
Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle fasteggia sotto il cielo di Roma.
Michael Cacace is a co-owner of Michael's of Brooklyn. He's a great kid and a friend of the show, and he's on the air with us right now. Michael, good morning. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great. What's going on? How we doing?
Good. We're doing great. We're trying to get through this nonsense. How are you? Is everybody safe and sound? God willing, everybody's okay?
Yes, thank God. Everybody's safe. Everybody's healthy. And we're chugging along. We're doing all right.
This is good. And you're still married, right? I'm just asking. You're
right. I'm still married. 2 months of quarantine. And we're still hanging in there.
I know, with your beautiful break. Great wedding. What a wedding. Great wedding. I was honored to be there, Mike.
I burnt a pot last night, so I got in trouble last night. But other than everything's all right. So.
How do you burn a pot? You're great in the kitchen, man. Just one of those things.
I tend to get distracted, but
Hey, listen, with a beautiful wife like that, she is lovely and wonderful, and I'm glad everybody's doing okay. And Michael, we love you on the show. Love what your whole family is just so beautiful, and everybody. And you know, so funny as we talk here, Michael, you and I on the radio now, and of course, it's local New York, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. You know, when we open up, we want you to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. We're going to tell you what they're doing for Mother's Day. But as you listen around the country, there's so many Michael people listen around the country now on the streaming AM 970theanswer.com. They're buying Michael's of Brooklyn off the shelves, man, all around. Oh, I hear from Little Rock, Arkansas. Listen to me. Nashville, Tennessee. I hear South Carolina, down in Texas. And they send me pictures of Michael's of Brooklyn. Isn't that wild? And I remember, Michael, Mary took me over there. Our sales girl, Mary, took us over there. And you were on the phone. I tell the story many times. And I was talking to your mom and dad and talking about Brooklyn, Dr. Positano, and the connection of everybody. And you're on the phone. You said, excuse me, you said, because you're so polite, Michael. I said, and then you got off the phone. You came back to the table. I said, who are you talking to? You were talking to Target, selling Michael's of Brooklyn, the Target, man. And look where you are after all these years, huh? Yes. It must make you very proud.
And we still make it all at the restaurant. On site at the restaurant.
Amazing, amazing, as authentic as it is.
That's what really separates us from everyone else.
Yeah, it's true. And the love of your family, keeping the heritage and the legacy alive. We are so proud of you for that, Michael. Hey, so we're always taking our moms for Mother's Day to dinner, you know? This year we cannot do that, but you have a rescue plan for us, Michael's of Brooklyn. what can we do over there, Michael's of Brooklyn? Tell us about it, yes.
The moms and wives deserve it more than ever this year, right, Joe?
Yeah, they're locked up with everybody for the last two months. Yeah, it's so true.
We're doing our Sunday dinner this year, actually. So we do a Sunday dinner that has a brajol, two meatballs, two sausage, two spare ribs, a nice piece of beef tenderloin, all in our famous tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And we're doing that with a tray of baked ziti and a nice mixed antipasto with some artichokes and rice balls and everything.
Oh.
And also some pastries from our pastry shop, which is across the street. And, you could call in, order it, and pick it up, or we even deliver it if we can handle the deliveries. But we got a bunch of the waiters coming in to do deliveries this Sunday. So we got Big John coming to do some deliveries in his Tahoe, and all the guys coming back for this Sunday, hopefully.
You know what? How nice you are. What a good kid you are. Look at you. Look at you. Because remember, I've said on the air, and I've been bragging about it, you told me, you said, look, by the way, if someone is infirmed or someone can't get out, you will run the takeout over to them. God bless you for saying that. This is spectacular, man. You're such a good guy on that. So you're taking orders. We could is that the 718-998 number, 7851, Michael? That's the number, correct?
Exactly, yeah. Just give us a call, and we'll set it all up. Absolutely.
718-998-7851. Man, that's the best Mother's Day gift you possibly could have. You know what?
Yeah, how do you make your mom or your wife cook this month? Come on, can't be that guy.
I know. Aside from the plan for Mother's Day, Michael, a lot of grocery stores are having a tough time keeping products on the shelves because of the increased demands. I saw Michael's of Brooklyn very, very easy, but if people really want to get the sauce, they can go to your website, correct?
They can. Michaelsofbrooklyn.com. We ship, all over the country. But, we're doing our best to keep those shelves full, man. Our guys are really stepped up, and they're working around the clock. And, they've never flinched through this whole thing. As demand has really skyrocketed, they've shown really incredible dedication and devotion to the job.
Yeah,
and they've,
They
really stepped up to the plate, and they're getting it done. I'm proud of them.
And thanks for sending the stuff over, all the beautiful pastries over to Judge Napolitano over at Fox. That was great, man. I called last minute. Are you listening? It's like two Italian guys. I'm going, hey, I got a situation. You said, what do you need? I said, wait, I need cannolis for Judge Napolitano because I gave him a bad cannoli. He won't let me forget about it. That was a great – hey, I tell you, the crew appreciated it more than I can tell you. And Judge actually ate it, so it was great. So thank you for that, Michael. That was so good. And also, by
– the emergency, we got to step up to the crew.
It was a cannoli emergency. It was, man. Hey, aside
– anytime there's a bad pastry given out, we got to step up.
it's credibility, man. It's about credibility. Oh, please. You know, Frankie sent some of your sauce to the new Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services in Washington, by the way. So if people like the job the HHS is doing during this pandemic, you could take credit for it. You could take credit for it. All right, Michael, like that. And but everybody's okay. All right, everything's all right. No, all good and all healthy. Yes.
Yes. Thank God. Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Listen, thanks for having me on.
Michael, we love you, man. This is the number if you want to call for Mother's Day and order in advance, 718-998-7851. Michael, proud to know you, man. Proud to know the family. We love you,
We
wish you all the best. And happy Mother's Day to Mama. And, we appreciate you being there for all of us all the time.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah, God bless, man. Joe. God bless. My best to your parents. Thank you, Michael Cacace right there, co-owner of Michael's of Brooklyn. Beautiful family. The best food in the world, by the way. And Mother's Day, forget about it. You're gonna bring home something from Michael's of Brooklyn for Mom. It's a great, great idea. So call Fred. Johnny is there as well. This is a family operation. As you listen around the world, you taste this incredible sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. This ain't a commercial. Listen to me talking. I'm telling you, best jarred sauce anywhere that you can get across the country. But if you're local, you can call 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. We love them over there. 8:49 right now. Look at this. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock, Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is going to join us with, you know, people are feeling anxiety. They're feeling closed in. They're not sure. And again, now in New Jersey, we got 30 more days. Are you kidding me? We're going to talk to Dr. Jeffrey, and you'll be able to talk to him as well at 877-970-2999. Debbie's out there on the roads. Yes, there is traffic. Always traffic in New York, and Debbie's got it for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Joe, and good morning to Michael. Michael's of Brooklyn, absolutely the best. If you're heading out there right now, Avenue R, some volume right by Nostrand Avenue, right by Michael's of Brooklyn. I also see volume over in Brooklyn, Church Avenue, getting into Ocean Ave. Let's see what's happening as you take it out to 17. 17 eastbound, slowing down through Harriman, getting down toward exit 130A. That's construction getting right down toward the thruway. We'll keep an eye on that for you. If you're heading to the Deegan northbound, right by the Cross Bronx, accident cleared in the construction zone. Still busy southbound Deegan, right into the Cross Bronx through that construction zone. Grand Central Parkway West, right at 168th over in Queens. We're getting reports of an accident over here as well. 80 eastbound, exit 34 out through Wharton. That's some ongoing construction. And also, if you're taking a ride to Salt Point Turnpike, getting up through Salt Point, construction there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher comes at the virus with common sense.
This is a vicious virus. Please don't listen to people who do minimize it and say, this is the flu. It's not. But now comes the chorus of voices that seem to be drowning out the Armageddonists that think we should be shut down for 18 months. It's not going to happen.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with attorney Julie Menon, director of the Census for New York City, about the importance of being counted. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Progressive Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents their first annual homebrew competition, collaborating with me and my show, Al Gattulo's Craft Beer Cast. The winner will get to work with pro brewers and brew their recipe at The Source. They'll also work with Source's design and marketing teams to label their beer and receive the official Source Home Brew Competition Trophy. Free to enter, register online at am970theanswer.com. Entries are due May 31st. Judging will be done July 5th through August 2nd. We are choosing the best of the best to be brewed at The Source.
Pathetic, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor, and you're asking me questions for a doctor.
I mean, you know. I'm seriously asking
when you ask Frank, if you ask Frank a political question, he's got the answer for you. When you ask Frank stuff about medicine, about other whiskey, he's very experienced on. You ask him medical questions, he doesn't know. Neither do I.
Between the break, I'm asking now, you think it's all right to have the cleaning lady over? Is it going to be all right?
I can see Joe having the cleaning lady over, and he gets sick, and he blames us. You told me I could have him over. Come on.
That's Italian.
Without a doubt.
You told me it was okay if he came over. It's your fault. I'm not talking to you for 7 years. Right. I'm not talking to you.
But, Joe, understand, I think even if you get the virus, you're going to be just fine and recover from it. So maybe you get it out of the way now. You get the virus and you get it out of the way.
I've already ordered the hydroxychloroquine and CPAC and the remdesivir. I do. I swear.
Please.
You think I'm kidding? No, I have it ordered.
Right.
I have a standing place. Yes, I'm so excited. Tomorrow, see, this is why you got to call Rhino Shield. Let me give you the number, 877-744-6608. This is the morning you do it, 877-744-6608. Because you know why? You don't see anybody at the house. Susan gives you 15% off the final price, any job signed in the month of May, so you got to move now, no matter when you want the job started. One person will visit your home. Now, tomorrow, you know what I'm doing? I'm Rhino Shielding my deck. Who knew? I'm telling you, the best thing you will do for your home, and by the way, your business, while you can now, if you're down, you know, and you're not operating, get your building Rhino Shielded. Susan's giving you the deal of a century right here. 50% off, plus no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. And Rhino Shield is the ceramic coating that seals your home, seals your business. And you know what? It has a 25-year guarantee. So I said on the air, I said, I got to get my deck done. I said, look at my deck. It's a mess, you know? Susan goes, got it. Oscar's coming out. I'm not even going to see anybody. Outside the house, they're taking care of the whole thing. We went through the color. I did the same thing I did for the home. I'm doing for the deck. I sent a group text out to my children. What color do you like? Susan knows best, though. I will tell you that. She's got a great eye for this. So we have like a kind of a harvest gold kind of deck, you know, that matches the plum color of the house. I'm so proud to tell you about Rhino Shield. You know what? It's a great small New York business, and this is your time to reach out to small businesses like Rhino Shield. Plus, I'm telling you, you're going to thank me. You're not going to have to worry about your home if you Rhino Shield your home. You're not going to have to worry about your business if you Rhino Shield your business. Will you give Susan a call? Just give a call, and she'll give you an estimate. She'll send you a picture of your house in any color that you want. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
856. Joe Lundberg is in the house. Hello, Joey. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. It's going to be beautiful today, Joe. Yes?
Yeah, today's going to be a nice day. Today's the day to get out and enjoy. It's the best of the bunch for a while with sunshine, a bit on the breezy side, but mild. The upper 60s this afternoon. Today is the day.
It's bike day today, Joey. You know I do that, man. I like that. I like it when it's a little warm out there. We're going to do that. And then it gets cold for 7-8 days. So, you know, maybe you go out in the cold anyway, Joe, don't you?
I'll go out in the cold, although I'm going to draw the line. Tomorrow with rain moving in the afternoon, forget about it. I'm not going to ride the rain.
Okay.
Saturday, we've got strong winds. It's going to gust to 40 miles an hour. It's only going to be near 50. Wind chills in the 30s on Saturday. It's going to feel like we've gone back to early March. And then Mother's Day, upper 50s with some sunshine. A little chilly, though, through the first half of next week. Finally, we get to next Friday and Saturday. I promise you, it's going to get warmer.
Good. And that balance of nature allergy forecast there, Joe, if you would.
It's moderate to high today, and we'll be again tomorrow.
All right. Joey, thank you. Well done. Always appreciate you calling in. Dedicated. He's a dedicated guy, that Joe Lumberg, and a great guy. Dr. Jeffrey Gardier is going to join us. Nationally renowned clinical psychologist. He's a great guy. Professor at Touro College. Any question that you have, you're feeling a little uptight, you're not sure, you know, you're feeling kind of claustrophobic, hello. Well, Dr. Jeffrey is here for you. Uncle Floyd Vivino, the legend, is with us. And AC Mike from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Joe Piscopo with Frank and Alan, Debbie. We love having you with us, and we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hoboken city officials say third-party delivery services should not be able to overcharge during the pandemic and will introduce legislation to cap delivery commissions. If passed, the cap would be 10% for companies like Grubhub and Uber Eats. Officials say in some cases, app-based delivery systems are collecting up to 30% of every order. Starbucks ready to welcome coffee lovers back by the end of the week. The goal? To reopen 85% of shops now and another 5% by next month. New protocols will be in place, such as mobile ordering and no paying with cash. Curbside pickup will also be offered. It won't be too much of an adjustment since most orders were drive-through or on the app even before the pandemic. The New York State Board of Elections now appealing a federal judge's ruling to force a June presidential primary election.
Earlier this week,
the judge agreed with a lawsuit brought by former candidate Andrew Yang, ruling that canceling the presidential primary was unconstitutional. The state had removed all names off the ballot except former Vice President Joe Biden, citing concerns over voter safety due to the pandemic. Oil prices steady as China's imports of crude rebound. International benchmark Brent crude up $1.47 a barrel to $31.19. West Texas Intermediate crude up $1.45 to $25.44 a barrel. Analysts credit the 5% rise for Brent and 6% boost for WTI to data showing China's crude imports rose last month. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.